It's the 25th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. North Bedfordshire MP Richard Fuller says he will be reaching out to the Health and Safety Executive to provide regular information updates on the Bedford Cleat Hill gas explosion. Evacuated residents living nearby currently share fears that they may not be able to return to their properties for a number of weeks. The blast and resulting fire led to one fatality and a woman be taken to hospital in a critical condition. Back in July, contractors were drilling a borehole to install a heat pump in the same area and accidentally struck a naturally occurring pocket of gas, which was supposedly capped. Mr. Fuller said, "We need to look at why mistakes potentially were made in the assessment of the situation in the summer and the situation we find ourselves in now." Next month, the A421 will be closed over two weekends between the Black Cat roundabout and Reynold. Six steel uprights will be placed on the route as part of the Roxton Road Bridge to improve traffic flow on the A428. Part of the roadway was recently closed for 2 weeks due to flooding caused by severe rain back in September. Yvonne Clark became a carer for her 16-year-old son following a near-fatal crash on his motorbike. He survived for 5 years until he was 21. 14 years later, in 2004, Miss Clark and Paul Brazer, her brother-in-law, founded the charity Carers in Bedfordshire, modelled after the group Carers in Hertfordshire. The charity provides support to unpaid carers. In creating the organisation, Miss Clark said, "I wanted there to be a point of contact for carers, someone they could speak to. You've got to have good come out of the bad." The United Counties Preservation Group held their Biggleswade Bus Running Day last weekend to celebrate vintage regional public transportation. Free rides were provided on classic single and double-decker buses to noted locations in the town. Councillor Jonathan Woodhead said, "It's our intention to hold another event next year. Watch this space." That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.